USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer sentiment is improving slightly. The University of Michigan's early reading for September edged up another point after hitting its all-time low in June. The one-year economic outlook continued its rise from extremely low readings earlier in the summer, but the gains were offset by modest declines in the long-term outlook. The survey noted a high level of consumer uncertainty over inflation, despite the recent drop in energy prices. In a sit-down interview between Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Reuters on Friday, Zelensky details he knows about the mass graves found outside a city in Ukraine days after it was surrendered from Russia.
We have found 450 people killed and buried. But There's also several burial places.
Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine is in its seventh month. Elon Musk is accusing Twitter of fraud after he alleges it concealed serious flaws in the social media company's data security. Musk saying this should allow him to end his $44 billion deal to purchase a social media company. The head of the UN's World Food Program says as many as 354 million people around the world are marching towards starvation. David Beasley also warned the UN Security Council 50 million people across 45 countries are suffering from very acute malnutrition and are knocking on famine's door.
A global emergency of unprecedented magnitude, with the threat of mass starvation growing all the time.
Beasley blaming COVID's economic impact, inflation, and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As a crisis on our U.S.-Mexico border continues, Democrats and Republicans are taking note.
After getting no reaction from the Biden administration for years about the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, Governor Ron DeSantis says he did send illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard this week. Now everyone is talking about the border.
We take what's happening at the southern border very seriously, unlike some, and unlike the President of the United States, who has refused to lift a finger to secure that border.
President Biden.
We're committed to fixing the immigration system. Instead of working with us on solutions, Republicans are playing politics with human beings, using them as props. What they're doing is simply wrong. It's un-American. It's reckless.
California is doing what they believe is necessary to protect kids online.
California will be the first state to require online companies to put kids' safety first. That's according to Governor Gavin Newsom. The bill that is modeled after a similar measure in the United Kingdom will require tech companies that provide online services attractive to children to follow age-appropriate design code principles aimed at keeping children safe. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
President Biden and the First Lady are heading to Great Britain Saturday for the funeral of Queen Elizabeth. The state funeral is set for Monday in London. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.